Of the $184 million in stimulus money assigned around the country Monday, Indiana companies will receive roughly half. Cummins will take the lion's share and direct it towards existing research on greening heavy-duty truck engines. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, who toured the plant Monday, is part of an Obama administration that's still trying to sell the public on the virtues of the $787 billion plan. With Chu were Senator Evan Bayh and Congressman Barron Hill, both of whom voted for the stimulus package. Bayh says the nearly year-old stimulus, for some, is a symbol of overspending.
I think a lot of us look with skepticism to some of the spending that takes place, but this is the kind of investment I think the taxpayers of our state and country can wholeheartedly support.
Cummins spokesman Mark Land says the public should see the grants as a wise use of tens of millions of their dollars.
When you look at what stimulus funding is meant to be, and that's, you know, generating jobs and generating, you know, helping the environment as well as the economy and getting people to work, I think this represents, you know, the best of that. I mean, we're talking very high-tech work. You know, taxpayers will see a return. These are going to result in products that are going to clean the environment.
Chu says the goal of the project, an engine producing 40% fewer carbon emissions, will reduce nationwide fuel consumption by 3 million barrels of oil if adopted. That's what the country currently imports from the Middle East and Venezuela every day. But Cummins Chief Technical Officer John Wall says the results could take years to realize.
We expect that you'll certainly be seeing the fruits of this sort of the later part of the decade. It takes a while to develop and deliver these technologies, but we're expecting we'll be seeing these on the road in the 2016-2018 timeframe.
The grants will fund 160 jobs at Cummins. Fort Wayne's Navistar will also receive $37 million, which will create 200 jobs there. Cummins and Navistar will be expected to match the stimulus grants to the tune of nearly $100 million combined over the next 4 years. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.